Hello, listeners. We welcome you once again to our program, Everyday English. In this lesson, I would like us to say something about reported speech, how to report wishes, assertions, orders, and promises. This aspect of English usage should be familiar to most listeners. But quite often, the rules get confused. Now, listen to these.
I know that he has arrived.
I am saying that he has not arrived.
I know that he has arrived. I'm saying that he has not arrived. You've heard two sentences. Each of them contains two verbs. The first verb is know or say. Now, here are a few more examples.
I promise that I'll be here before four.
I promise that I'll be here before four. Here, promise is the verb in the first part of the sentence. Now, other verbs are know and say.
I deny that I know anything about it.
I deny that I know anything about it. The first verb here is deny. We've met promise, know, say, and deny. All these verbs can be followed by the word that, and the sentences in which they occur have two parts. The part which contains a verb of promising, knowing, saying, or denying, and the rest of the sentence. For example, in the sentence,
I know that he has arrived.
I know
is the first part, and he has arrived is the second part. The relation between the two parts of the sentence is always important. Generally, if the verb of promising, saying, or knowing in the first part of the sentence is in the past tense, that in the second part is also in the past tense.
I know that he has arrived.
We have to say, I knew that he had arrived. I knew that he had arrived. Knew, the verb in the first part, is past. And so is had or had arrived, the verb in the second. Here are similar pairs of sentences.
I am saying he has not arrived.
This is in the present. The past form is
I was saying he had not arrived.
I am saying he has not arrived. I was saying he had not arrived. Now, here's another example. The first part is in the present tense.
I promise that I'll be here before four.
The verbs are promise, present, and will, which is also in the present. The past of promise is promised, and the past of will is would. So,
I promised that I would be here before four.
This is important. I promised that I would be here before four. I hope that the relation between the two parts of the sentence is clear. In reported speech, if the first verb is in the past tense, the verbs in the rest of the sentence are, as a rule, also in the past. There are exceptions to this rule, but they are few indeed, and we shall refer to them in a future lesson. Listen to a few more examples.
I thought he had promised you something, and he was going to bring it.
I thought he had promised you something, and he was going to bring it. The verbs in the two parts of the sentence agree in tense, namely past. But now, look at this one.
I promised that I will be here before 4.
This sentence would normally be considered unusual. We should say,
I promised that I would be here before 4.
I promised that I would be here before 4, and not I promised that I will be here before 4. Now, here's a short dialogue illustrating the point we've made about the choice of tense when you use a verb of saying, promising, denying, and so on.
Did I hear you say that your brother left a note?
Pardon me?
You said your brother was here.
Not exactly. I said that he had left a message.
What did he want?
He wanted to know who the chairman for today's session would be and what role he was expected to play.
He wanted to know what role he was expected to play at the function today?
Yes.
That is a strange request.
I know that you don't think it is an important enough question to ask.
But obviously, you think that not only is it important, but it is also urgent, and he does too.
Now, let's look at some of the sentences in the dialogue.
You said your brother was here.
You said your brother was here. The two parts of the sentence are you said, containing a verb of saying in the past tense, and your brother was here. Since the verb of saying in the first part of the sentence is in the past,
you said,
we should expect the verb in the second part also to be in the past, which it is.
Your brother was here.
You said that your brother was here. What we shouldn't expect is something like this.
You said your brother is here.
The tenses do not agree. Said is in the past, but is in the present. You say either,
you said your brother was here,
or
you say your brother is here.
Now, here's another sentence.
Not exactly. I said that he had left a message.
I said that he had left a message. Said and left. The two verbs agree in tense, which is past. The verb in the first part of the sentence is a verb of saying, and it is required that it agree in tense with verbs in the rest of the sentence. Now, here's another interesting example.
He wanted to know who the chairman for today's session would be and what role he was expected to play.
He wanted to know who the chairman for today's session would be and what role he was expected to play. The first verb, wanted, is in the past tense, and so are the rest. These are would and was. It would be normal to say,
he wanted to know who the chairman for today's session will be and what role he is expected to play.
Finally, please listen to this, would you?
I know that you do not think that it is an important enough question.
I know that you do not think that it is an important enough question. All the verbs are in the present tense. Know, do, is. That's all we have time for, listeners. Have a good day and goodbye.